has retracted thing completely. It was further on known as a shanty town in the 70s, which I don't fully accept that it was. Like, we had a lot of trouble around then, but he does accept that Bundoran is a very fine town now. We're the leading seaside resort in Ireland. Our business is through the roof. Back in the 70s, we had about a 6-7 week season with bank holiday weekends. Now we have 52 weekends in the year. You can't get into Bundoran at weekends.
And do you welcome the Mayo County Councillor's retraction now?
Well, I think it's better focus on Bundoran, and you say no publicity is bad publicity. He might have been critical, but he's calling his comments back to say that he referred to Bundoran back in the 70s. We have evidence adds up to a great holiday. We have our water world. We have an adventure park there, with the amusements and roller coasters, etc. And we're definitely drawing the numbers to Bundoran. Everything is working out all right, and you must look at Bundoran as the surfing capital of Europe, not of Ireland.
So what could have been a totally negative story, you're saying now, is a positive?
I think it's turned out to be very positive. It's got Bundoran on the map. Not that we need to be put on the map, to be quite honest with you. We've got our own tourism officer who's doing an excellent job, going from strength to strength, and we have no complaints from Bundoran. And all the business people in Bundoran are very happy with what's happening.